They watched Rafe move along the front of the shrubbery and waited for him to turn back toward the house when he reached the garage wall. Instead, he stood still.
Found something. I wonder what.
Or someone.
Kai moved her pistol from her shoulder holster to the pocket of her shorts. Then Rafe turned back toward the house, walking steadily, not looking back. And behind him, the first figure came out of the shrubbery. Then another, and another. They were hard to see in the rain and poor light. Kai heard Stella's indrawn breath. Rafe stepped onto the terrace and quirked an eyebrow at her. Behind him, just visible in the dim, scattered glow of his hand light, she could see the first of the three following him, short and slight. A bald head paler than the brown face, wearing some kind of thin garment. A robe? Rafe stepped inside and walked on, turning around as the three came in. All women, Kai could see now, shivering as their wet clothes clung to them. All were bald, scalps and faces completely hairless. Were these the escaped criminals? They didn't look like it. Their legs were bare from well above the knees, their feet in thin, now sodden cloth slippers. Stella shut the outside doors and pulled heavy linen curtains over them. All three knelt, dripping on the floor. The one who had led them in spoke.
Admiral, please help us. You're the only one who can.
The voice gave Kai the name.
Corporal Inyata?
Yes, sir. Please, don't turn us in.
Kai fought to keep her expression calm, despite a surge of rage at what had been done to them. They did not need her rage. They needed her help.
Stella, lock us down.
Stella looked at Kai, at Rafe, at the three wet women who'd been hiding in the shrubbery.
No one can see in now. And lockdown will seal off the kitchen annex.
Do it.
Kai held out her hands. Inyata grasped them.
Inyata, all of you, get up. The floor's cold.
She reholstered her pistol.
These must be who those men were hunting.
Kai had not looked away from Inyata. She heard Stella walk to the master panel and key in the code.
Corporal, what's happened to you? Are the others all right?
No,